Greetings, this is Nigeria, and you at UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Ambrosia on the line with me. This is one of my favorite sisters, a songstress amongst the best, and she has a new single out called Rise. Ambrosia, tell us, say hello and tell us a little bit about this project.
Hello, my people, how are we? The name of the song is called Rise Up, and it actually came to me. I was looking at our administration in Washington, and the lyrics just came to me in my sleep.
Wow.
So I immediately called my record label and had them send me a track and wrote the song in about 15 minutes.
Wow. Definitely an in-time song. What's one of the favorite lines from that single?
Favorite line in the song to me is, "We've got to stand together and cry. Heaven help us all."
You ain't never lied about that. So, that's real. But give us a little background about you. You've been singing for a while. And let the people become more familiar with you.
I've been doing this for, I don't know, I'll say 30-something years. My background is R&B and jazz. And 2001, I wrote my first house record called Believe in Me, and did not really expect for it to go anywhere, and it just blew up. And we followed that up with Trust Yourself, and in 2008, I did a song called That's How Much I Love You, and I think to date, that's my biggest record. But it all happened while I was going through a series of breast cancer. And it kind of changed my whole outlook on life.
Right.
And how I thought about things.
And so now Rise Up, and with all the things that's going on today with your victory over cancer, because that's what we say, what is it that you're really wanting the people to receive from you?
Just that we need to, as a people, get together and really pay attention to what's going on around us.
Right.
And really, really come together like never before.
You know, especially with the media trying to divide and separate, with only promoting some of the most negative and atrocious stuff, with racism and the police beatings and stuff like that. And not saying that it doesn't happen, but there is a role that we as a people must play as well. So I totally agree with you.
Absolutely. And I think that house music for me, I'm just looking at all of the different places like in Chicago and the parties that we have outside in various parks in New York, the spirit that's in house music. And I just posted on Facebook today, we need to have a big house party on the Washington lawn at the White House.
Yeah.
So they can feel and understand the spirit behind the house music. There's never any violence. And it's just it's a rainbow of love.
That's
every
right.
Culture under the sun.
That's right.
You know, and if we could do that and have a house party every day, everybody would be happy.
That's true. I mean, you know, besides, I don't even know any other genre that really, I guess, besides gospel, that will definitely unite, and hip hop. I guess music, just in general, based on your age, I suppose, is something that definitely unites.
Absolutely. Not like music. What they say, it cures the savage beast or something like that.
Yeah, or it heals the soul, something like that.
When I get a good track, I'll know in a matter of about 10 minutes whether or not I can write a good song to it.
That's cool. So you write and produce, or you just write? What's your background in production?
I write. I'm learning how to produce now, which is a really good thing. I'm currently working on an adult contemporary project. I'm going back to my roots.
Okay.
And I also teach voice.
Yeah, that's important. Can you talk about, can you just talk about the importance about teaching voice?
I can, because we have a lot of people out there making a lot of money, and I'm a little jealous, but most of them can't hold a note in the bag, and I hope to say that. They don't know. You'll find a lot of times that you'll have a good lead singer. Uh-huh. They don't know the first thing about harmonies.
Right.
They don't know about background. Background singers don't know that there's a reason why it's called background. So there's a lot of things to be taught. You can't really teach somebody stage presence and things of that nature, because that comes from within.
Right.
You know, and a lot of these people today, they don't have what it takes for longevity. Everything is for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not cultivating Stevie Wonders and Gladys Knights, and we're not cultivating that these days.
Say
so
it.
In my teaching, that's primarily what I'm trying to do.
Do you think it's because we're in this digital age that people have just gotten lazy and they want the machines? It's a machine and a look.
I think that's primarily what it is. The scary part is that we're going back. We're going back to live, and we're going back to vinyl. And the scary part of that is a lot of us now are going to be lost because we don't know about that stuff, you know? So it's going to be a learning curve again for everybody that's unaware.
Right, right. All right. Well, tell us how we can get that single and your social media info.
I'm old school. I still like house phones and stuff like that. I do have a Facebook page. I just joined Twitter, and I don't even know how to follow my own self, but it is Ambuland Music on Twitter, and Rise Up, and that's on Shelter Records. You can find that on TrackSource.com. And also iTunes. We will be blasting and letting you know when it's actually going to drop this month.
Okay.
And I want to thank the Urban Buzz for the help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we'll do.
Showing love.
Yeah. We all about where key players speak. So when we have a key player, key players are full of quality and integrity. And that's what you got. And that's who you are. That's what we promote.
I appreciate you so good.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So you're on Facebook and Twitter. How you spell that?
What? Ambuland Music?
Yeah.
It's AmbuLandMusic.
All right. So we going to check you out, and we wish you the best of luck. And definitely, like we say, once a key player, always a key player. So when that next project drops, you give us a shout out. We want to have that exclusive. You know, we like that.
You'll always have it.
All right, my love. So thank you, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, now thank you so good.
All right.
All right, dear.